好，我们下午为着谭淑娟姊妹安息聚会，我们现在开始。
So let's start the memorial service for our sister Su Huang.
我们先一同唱一首诗歌《日落沙蚕》。
Let's begin with a hymn, The Sands of Time.
这诗歌的歌词印在这个次序表上面。
The lyrics are printed in a program sheet.
英文在反面。
You can turn over for the English lyrics.
我们一同来唱这一首诗歌《日落沙蚕》。
Let's sing this hymn together, The Sands of Time.
子慢慢低头在主面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's bow our heads before the Lord.
亲爱的基督耶稣，我们在这里感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, here we give you thanksgiving.
因为今天你把我们聚集在你的面前，为的是向我们的属天姊妹做一个临时的离别。
Because today you have gathered us together to say a temporary farewell to our sister Sue.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你把这一位姊妹放在我们中间。
Because you have put this sister among us.
我们看到一位体弱有病年轻的姊妹在我们中间为主做了那又活又正又活又真的见证。
We thank you, Lord, because we have seen a sister among us. She was young and she was frail in her physical health, yet she had borne a beautiful and a strong testimony for you, O Lord.
主，我们感谢你，因为这位姊妹成为你在她，你成为在世上你的见证人。
Oh Lord, we thank you because this sister has become a witness for you in this world.
主啊，在过去的四年多的时间里面
，Lord, during the past 4 years,
我们看到疾病的痛苦、医院的反应以及亲属的生离死别的这个痛苦。一直折磨着我们的姊妹。
During the past 4 years, we have seen that our sister has been tortured by the pain and the suffering of the disease, by the adverse response of the medicine, and also by the pain and the suffering borne by her family and the brothers and sisters.
但是主啊，我们感谢赞美你，因为我们看到主你的恩手始终没有离开过他。
Oh Lord, we still thank you and praise you because we have seen that your gracious hand has never departed from her.
你的手安慰她，抚摸她，你的手也医治她。
Your hand was taking care of her, comforting her, and you healed her.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们看到这位姊妹在你面前是忍受了那么多的痛苦，但是他仍然是活在主你的见证里面。
Lord, we have seen that this sister, although she has suffered so much pain, yet she still lived in your testimony.
因为她的信心和追求，她始终活在主的恩典中间。
Because of her love and her pursuit for you, she was always living in your love.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你丰丰富富的爱，丰丰富富的怜悯，始终使她刚强。
Because your abundant love and your mercy has strengthened her.
她一直默默地在主的脚前。
Silently, she was laying before your feet.
来接受主的安排和带领。
To accept whatever you have planned for her.
主，我们为了今天她在主命。主面前蒙受的恩典，要感谢赞美你。
Lord, today we thank you and praise you for all the grace that she has accepted from you.
主啊，我们的姊妹，她的生命并没有死。
Lord, we know that the life of our sister has not died.
我们的姊妹活在我们心中。
Our sister still lives in our heart.
主啊，求主，你把你给我们姊妹坚定的信心，也站定在我们兄弟姊妹中间。
Well, we pray that in the same manner that you have strengthened our sister, you will also strengthen us.
但愿今天的聚会是在主的带领和安排之下。
May you lead us and guide us in today's meeting.
因为我们在主的面前没有悲伤，没有眼泪。
Because in you, O Lord, we have no sorrow, no tears.
我们有的是盼望，荣耀的盼望。
On the contrary, we have a hope, a glorious hope.
有一天主再临的时候。
One day when you come back again.
我们将和我们的姊妹欢乐的再见。
We will be meeting with our sister, face to face.
主，求主你带领我们的聚会，也在这个聚会中间得到荣耀和赞美。
Well, we pray that you lead us in this meeting and your name be glorified and exalted.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
我们的姐妹谭淑娟，她是1963年在台湾出生。
Our sister Su Huang was born in Taiwan in 1963.
啊，她在父母面前当了三年的独生女。啊，然后66年的时候，双胞胎的啊，两位双胞胎的妹妹诞生。
She was the only daughter of her parents for 3 years. Then in 1966, her twin sister were born.
啊，从1966年到啊69年，因着父亲啊在军职服务，四处调动。所以没有机会读幼稚园。
Between 1966 and 69, the family was moving around because of her father's military service, so Sister Su didn't have a chance to go to kindergarten.
啊，但在这个啊期间，我们的姊妹学了芭蕾舞，也学了民族舞蹈。
During this time period, our sister learned ballet and folk dances.
啊，六九年的时候。啊，小弟啊，诞生。
In 1969, her younger brother was born.
啊，从1969年到1971年，啊，我们的姊妹在桃园四维国小读小学。
Between 1969 and 1971, our sister was going to a primary school in 桃园四维。
啊 ，1971 年，您的父亲从军中退役，就全家啊迁住台北。
In 1971, the whole family moved to Taipei because her father retired from the military service.
从1971年到75年，姊妹继续在台北是农安国小读小学。
Between 1971 and 75, our sister was going to 农安 primary school in Taipei.
每个学期都获得模范生的奖项。
She was awarded as a model student every semester.
也代表学校参加中日书法展雄狮美术比赛。还有国语日报作文比赛，还有在学校里面的演讲比赛歌唱比赛合唱比赛。
She participated in many extracurricular activities and many competitions, for example, the calligraphy, art festival, and the presentation, etc.
在各样的比赛的里面，我们的姊妹都能够有很杰出的成绩，得到奖项。
In all kinds of activities, our sister got a lot of prizes.
她也参与评剧的公演包括空城计四郎探母苏三起解在其中都担任很重要的角色。
She also performed in some Chinese folk operas and she was a main actress there.
小学毕业的时候得到了局长奖。
When she graduated from the primary school, she was awarded with the director's prize.
1975年到78年在读金华女中。
Between 1975 and 78, she was going to high school.
在学校是模范生，也得到英语演讲比赛还有参加国乐社弹古筝。
She was also a model student in high school and she got prizes in different competitions.
78年到81年在台北一女中就读。
Between 1978 and 81, she was going to the first high school in Taipei.
也得到全国高中评剧清唱比赛的季军。
She was awarded the third place in the Chinese folk opera performance.
81年到85年在师范大学化学系读书。
Between 1981 and 85, she was going to chemistry division of Taiwan Normal University.
我们的姊妹体谅父母的辛劳，为了减轻父母的负担， 是舍弃了台大、清大以及这些国立大学，所以就选择就读离家里比较近的师范大学。
Our sister Su was rather mindful of her parents and her family, so she gave up the opportunity of going to prestigious universities like Taiwan University or Tsinghua, and instead she chose to go to normal university, which was closer to home.
啊，姊妹在啊师大念书的几个学期都获得玉龙公司严泰夫人的奖学金。
During her years at the normal university, every semester she was awarded with scholarships.
啊，在大学期间参加合唱团、话剧社、土风舞社、吉他社、登山社，还有热爱旅游的活动。
She participated in many extracurricular activities and joined many communities in the university.
在台湾一些知名的风景点武林农场玉龙农场、梨山、曾文水库、日月潭、太平山，这些都留下了我们姊妹的足迹。
And she was widely traveled. She went to many famous scenery spots in Taiwan.
在运动方面，我们的姊妹热爱羽毛球，还游泳。
She was also an athlete. She loved badminton and swimming.
在大学期间，除了认真学业之外，也积极参与班上还有系上面的各样的活动。
Aside from studying diligently in university, she also participated in many activities.
可以说是非常活跃的也因此得到老师、家长的喜爱还有同学的尊重。
She was very active and versatile, and she won the respect and favor of many teachers, friends, and family.
85年到87年，姊妹在师大化学系任助教。
Between 1985 and 87, our sister was an assistant professor at the Normal University.
在87年的7月1号，我们姊妹攀登了登上了台湾第一高峰玉山。
July the 1st, 1987, our sister climbed to the topest mountain in Taiwan.
87年8月份，我们姊妹来到美国 Minnesota 攻读博士。
In August 1987, our sister came to Minnesota to pursue her PhD.
那一年年底12月30号，蒙恩得救，从此生命有了改变。
On December the 30th of the same year, our sister was saved by grace. Ever since then, her life had been transformed.
1990年6月份与伯福弟兄在主内结婚。
In June 1990, our sister and brother Paul got married in the Lord.
94年得到哲学博士学位。
In 1994, she got her PhD degree in philosophy.
就开始在生化系的实验室做博士后研究。
And she started her postdoc research in the university.
97年年底的时候，放弃研究的工作，跟随丈夫伯福就迁居加州。
In the end of the year 1997, she gave up her research opportunity and she moved to Silicon Valley together with her husband.
2003年的时候，开始在东湾以宁生化制药公司担任研究员。
In year 2003, she started to work as a researcher in the pharmaceutical company in East Bay.
04年10月15号就从医生那里得知得了肺癌。
On October the 15th, 2004, she heard from the doctor that she had lung cancer.
04年10月22号，经过 CT scan、PET scan 检验，显示已经是肺癌末期。
October the 22nd, 2004, CT scan and PET scan shown that she was in the terminal stage of lung cancer.
08年10月22号，我们姊妹在主里安息。
October the 22nd, 2008, our sister rested in the Lord.
我们姊妹的弟弟大妹还有小妹夫愿意 对着我们姊妹有一些罪孽的话。
Our sister's younger brother, younger sister and her brother-in-law would like to give eulogy for her.
首先我要谢谢大家为我大姐一起聚集在这里。我是淑娟的小弟大正，代表我父亲悼念我的大姐。
First of all, I would like to thank you all for coming here to hold this memorial service for my elder sister. I am Sister Su's younger brother and my name is 大正. I represent my father to give eulogy for her.
爱你淑娟在年华方盛之际突然叫停，独自绝尘谢世而去。
My beloved daughter Sue departed from us suddenly during the most beautiful stage in her life.
在主的怀抱中长眠，得年四十有五。
She is resting in the bosom of the Lord. She was 45 years old.
英年早逝，悲乎。
It's rather sad that she departed from us during her prime years.
回想往昔，淑娟是个心中有爱、责任感强烈、气运非凡。且受上帝所宠爱的女儿。
When I look back, I can say that Sue is a responsible daughter with a loving heart and extraordinary talents. She is also a beloved daughter of God.
如今撒手离世而去，让老爸等待你返台省亲的心情化成空茫。
Right now, she suddenly departed from us and Her father has lost his hope of welcoming her back in Taiwan.
让妈妈爱的呵护，顿失依萍。
And her mother has lost the opportunity of caring for her.
让贤婿失去了良伴。
Her husband has lost his loving and virtuous companion.
弟妹失去了楷模。
Her younger brother and sisters have lost a role model.
让众人顿时悲痛万分，深陷于悲伤的情绪中。
All of us are deeply grieved.
淑娟，乖女儿，安息吧，远离这人间的劳苦，挣脱时空的束缚。
Sue, my beloved daughter, please rest in peace. You have broken away from the toil of this life, from the constraints of time and space.
摆脱名利的捆绑，远离疾病的纠缠。
You have broken away from the bondage of this life's anxieties, from the bondage of disease.
不必再为生活而忙碌。
You no longer need to toil for this life.
淑娟，安息吧。让众多的师长、亲友、教会的弟兄姐妹一致献上内心的哀戚与祝福。
So please rest in peace. All of us offer our thanksgiving and blessings, and we will forever remember you.
永远的怀念你。
We will forever remember you.
淑娟，安息吧，直到末日来临。主耶稣基督降临。
So please rest in peace until the very last day when the Lord Jesus comes back.
在永恒的国度里再次相会，不再别离。
And we shall see you face to face again in the eternal kingdom. We shall never be separated again.
安息，请安息吧，阿们。
Rest in peace, please rest in peace, Amen.
谢谢各位。
Thank you all.
我是淑娟的大妹，我叫谭淑君。
I am Sister Su's younger sister. My name is 谭淑君。
每个故事的结束，不见得都会有完美的结局，但这个结局是圆满的。至少对于离苦得乐的大姐而言。
Not every story may have a perfect ending. However, this particular story has a beautiful ending, at least for my elder sister, who departed from suffering to joy.
这二十几年来，我们姐妹弟弟散居世界各地，从未到齐聚首。
Throughout the past 20-something years, we siblings have always been scattered around the world. We have never had an opportunity to be united together.
大姐往生前约十天，在大姐的呼喊下，我们全数飞奔而来。虽然相聚的时间跟地点都不对，但是我们总算能够陪她走完人生的最后一程。
About 10 days before her departure, upon the request of our elder sister, all of us hurried to this place, although we were gathering for the wrong occasion, for the wrong reason, but at least we are glad that we can accompany her for her last time here.
从小，大姐就是我们的表率。优异的功课表现让我们望尘莫及，还有代替父母严厉的管教我们，保护我们，在村里间传为美谈佳话。
Ever since we were children, our elder sister has been our role model. Her academic study was excellent. It's nothing that we can compare with her. And also, she took the place of our parents to teach us and to protect us. And she was a legend in the neighborhood.
因为她有太多的好，所以让我们不舍。可是，面对她病痛的折磨，真是让我们必须去放手。
So our elder sister has so many virtues, we cannot bear to see her leave us. However, because she was being tortured by this disease, we have nothing else to do but to let her go.
别了，我亲爱的大姐，我会继续完成你交代的任务，替你好好照顾爸爸妈妈。
Goodbye, my elder sister. I will complete the commission that you have entrusted me with. I will take your place to take good care of our parents.
愿你在上帝的国度里得到真正的平静与快乐。
May you have genuine peace and joy in the kingdom of our Heavenly Father.
我的父母因为无法忍受白发人送黑发人的悲痛，所以要我在这边谢谢在场的各位这几年来对我姐姐的关心跟照顾，谢谢大家。
My parents cannot bear the grief of Sue's departure, so they asked me to communicate to you that they thank you all for all your caring throughout the past few years.
谢谢。
Good afternoon.
大家好。I'm honored to speak before you today.
是何等的荣幸能够在这里说几句话。
Thank you all for coming.
也谢谢大家来到这里。
I am the husband of Sue's youngest sister, Annie.
我是淑娟姊妹的小妹丽君的丈夫。
My name is Brad Watson, and my Chinese name is Tan Baidu.
我的名字是Brad Watson, 我有个中文名字谭白德。
When I met Sue for the first time, I was a little nervous.
当我头一次见到淑娟的时候，我有点紧张。
I decided I wanted to marry her little sister Annie.
因为我决定要跟她的小妹丽君成婚。
She was the first member of her family that I would meet.
这是丽君的家里面的头一位我见到的人。
Annie had informed me that Sue would be reporting back to their parents in Taiwan.
丽君告诉我，淑娟会向在台湾的父母报告。
I needed to ask Baba's permission for Annie's hand in marriage.
我需要得到丽君爸爸的的同意，才能够跟丽君结婚。
If Sue didn't like me, I was doomed.
如果苏娟不喜欢我的话，那我就没有希望了。
To my great relief, I found that Sue was a wonderful and loving person.
但我发现苏娟是这样的好又这样充满爱的一个人。
We got along very well, and she informed her parents that I would make a good husband for her little sister Annie.
我们相处的很融洽，然后她也告诉父母，我会成为丽君的一位好丈夫。
From that day forward, Sue and Paul were very supportive.
从那一天开始，伯父与淑娟都很扶持我们。
They actually flew back to Taiwan and brought Baba and Mama out to Hawaii so they could attend our wedding.
他们还特别飞回台湾，带着爸爸妈妈到夏威夷参加我们的婚礼。
I still remember how Sue looked that day in her traditional red dress.
我还记得那一天，淑娟穿着中国传统的旗袍，红色的旗袍。
She was so incredibly beautiful that I had to accept the fact that she was perhaps the loveliest sister in the family.
她是这样的美，所以我必须接受我的妻子丽君可能不是家中最漂亮的那一位。
Early on, I discovered that Sue and I had something in common.
很起初的时候，我就发现我跟丽君跟淑娟有一个相同的点。
We share the same birthday, October 22nd.
我们是同一个生日，就是10月22号。
Every year, Annie and I would get together with Sue and Paul and celebrate our birthdays together.
每一年丽君跟我就跟淑娟跟伯父，我们都聚在一起庆祝一同庆祝我们的生日。
Annie taught me how to sing Happy Birthday in Mandarin, and every year I would sing to Sue on our special day.
丽君教我怎样用中文唱生日快乐歌，所以我就用中文唱给淑娟听。
This year, 10 days before our birthday, the home care nurse informed us that Sue only had a couple of days to live.
今年在我们生日的前十天，护士告诉我们，淑娟只有几天的生命了。
I went to see Sue and I held her hand.
我就去看淑娟，拉着她的手。
I tried to give her strength so she could hold on to life and perhaps make one of her miraculous recoveries.
我希望给她一点力量，好叫她抓住生命，就像她过去好几次一样，又很奇妙的恢复过来。
She was a fighter, and she held on longer than the doctors or nurses believed possible.
她是一个战士，她比医生护士所认为可能的，她还坚持了更久。
On the morning of our birthday, I came to visit her, and I sang Happy Birthday to her.
在我们生日的那天早上，我来看淑娟，也唱生日快乐歌给她听。
That afternoon, Sue was born again into a new everlasting life, free from sickness and pain.
那一天下午，淑娟就进入一个新的旅程，脱离了这一切的疾病伤痛。
I will miss Sue and our birthdays together.
在我们生日的那一天，我会想念到淑娟。
Every year on our special day, I will sing to Sue, and I know she will hear me and she will smile.
每一年，当我们那一个特别的日子，我都会唱这个歌给淑娟听。我也相信她会听到。也带着笑容。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
our God will often comfort us in His Word.
我们的神常常用着他的话来安慰我们。
And amidst waves around us, His Word is like a rock.
在我们周围的这些风浪的中间, 他的话就是我们的磐石。
And it is a comfort to us.
也成为我们的安慰。
When our sister Sue was getting her first series of images,
当我们的淑娟姊妹在她要开始做一些的检验的时候,
as she was in the machine, a word from God came to her.
在这些医疗的仪器的中间, 神的话临到她。
And it became a rock to her throughout her whole sickness.
就在她整个生病的过程的里面成为她的磐石。
Let's read that passage together from Psalm 23.
让我们一同来读这一段的经文, 是诗篇23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。 他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的肝都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世 必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。We
are all comforted that Sue will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们因着我们的赎间姊妹是住在耶和华的殿中，我们也同得安慰。Now
Brother Weiwei will give us a message from the Lord.
现在微微弟兄就传信息。
伯父，还有伯父的家人，以及淑娟的家人，亲爱的朋友，还有弟兄姊妹。A
greetings to Brother Paul, his family, and Sister Sue's family, and all brothers and sisters here.
我们今天来到这里，是为了我们的姊妹安息在主的里面。Today
we have come here because our sister has rested in the Lord.
在常人看来，这是一个丧礼。
From human perspective, this is a funeral.
是一个叫人心里满了忧伤的时刻。
This is an occasion that makes everyone sad.
但是刚才我们所读的主的话语，还有听到我们姊妹一些简单的见证，叫我们知道，一个信的主的人和一个还没有认识主的人，在死亡的事情上。
However, we have just read some words from the Lord and we have heard the testimony of our sister Sue and we have come to realize that there is a big difference between believers and unbelievers regarding the issue of death.
死亡可以说是世界上最大的一个势力。
we can say that death is the strongest power in the world.
没有一个人能够从他死里逃出来。
No one can escape from the grip of death.
在地上，我们多多少少都有欠债的经验。
On earth, more or less, we have this experience of being in debt.
我记得我的孩子他去申请学校的时候，他就决定要自己借钱读书。
I remember when my son was applying for college, he decided to get student loans.
他打电话告诉我说，他所要求的款项全部他们都给了我，这是他的话，他们都给了我要的钱。
My son called me and told me that whatever student loans he had applied for, he was granted.
我跟他说你漏了一个字，是他们都借给你，不是他们都给了你。
I told him you put this in the wrong way. Not that they have given you the money, just that they have lent you the money.
那个意思就是说，你今天拿了这个钱，你还要还的。
What it means is that today you have received some funds, and one day in the future you have to pay it back.
他那个时候一下头脑清醒，说：“那我就不要借这么多了。”
Then my son suddenly came to realization. He said, "I should not have applied for so much student loan."
我们这一生，有的人读书要借钱。
All throughout our life, some of us need to get student loans when they go to college.
有的人欠了别的债。
Some people are in other kinds of debt.
虽然我们所欠的债不一样。
Although we are in different kinds of debts,
但是结果都一样。
We have the same result.
就是你一定要把这个债还清。
That is, someday you need to pay back all your debts.
但是亲爱的朋友们，不知道你知道不知道，我们都欠同一个债。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that we have one debt that in common?
那个债时候到了，那个债主就要来向你讨。
And for that particular debt, when the time is fulfilled, the debtor will come to require it from us.
那个债就是我们都向死亡欠的债。
That debt is the debt that we owe to death.
这就是那个原因，为什么我们在常常要来参加丧礼。
That's the reason why occasionally we need to come to attend funerals.
我记得在我小的时候，我那时候在台湾，我从来没有参加过丧礼。
I remember when I was a child, I was in Taiwan. At that time, I had never attended any funeral.
因为我的父母觉得那个是一个非常令人沮丧的场合。
Because my parents felt funerals are very sad.
但很不幸的，我来到美国以后，我的丧礼的参加的程度是越来越多。
Unfortunately, after I came to the States, I more and more frequently had to attend funerals.
那么那天我读圣经的时候，我就发现一件事情。
One day when I was reading the Bible, I discovered something.
你知道我们的姊妹她是一个信主的人。
You know, our sister Sue was a believer in the Lord.
她信主耶稣。
She believed in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在地上的时候，她也参加丧礼。
When the Lord Jesus was in this world, he also attended a funeral.
她去那个家里呢，有三个有两个姐妹跟一个弟弟。
He went to a household where there are two sisters and one brother.
我们主去的时候呢，是那个弟弟呢死了。
When our Lord went to that household, the brother died.
所以圣经上怎么描述我们主他参加丧礼的光景？
So how does the Bible describe the funeral that our Lord attended?
在圣经里是这么说。
The Bible says so.
耶稣看见他哭了。
The Lord saw that they were weeping.
并且看见与他同来的犹太人也哭。
And he also saw that the Jewish people were also weeping.
圣经上就描写说，主的心里就悲叹。
Then the Bible described that our Lord Jesus sighed.
而且呢，他也忧愁。
And he was deeply grieved.
就说你们把他放在哪里？
Then Jesus asked them, "Where did you put him?"
他们说主啊你来看。
Then the people told him, Lord, come here.
主耶稣到那个时候，圣经上有一个最短的句子，但讲出最深的感觉，他说耶稣哭了。
Then the Bible described it this way, Jesus wept. That was the shortest verse in the entire Bible.
犹太人看了就说，你看他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
Then the Jewish people saw Jesus wept and they say how much this man loves the brother who passed away.
就我们天然的感觉 读到这里的时候，觉得是因为主在情感上有了反应。
From our natural feeling, we may find that Jesus was just responding from his natural feeling.
实际上，圣经里告诉我们，主的感觉完全不一样。
In fact, the Bible tells us otherwise.
那里讲到主心里的那个忧伤是有其他的原因造成的。
The Bible says Jesus was deeply grieved. There was some other reason behind it.
因为他看到人落在死亡的权势里面，完全没有办法被拯救出来。
Because Jesus saw that human beings were falling under the constraint of death, they had no way out.
我们姊妹的生命在地上是何等的美丽。
How beautiful is the life of our sister?
照人的感觉，让这个生命持续下去不是很好吗？
From human perspective, wouldn't it be better if she continued to live here?
但是我们看到死亡时候到了。就把这个人生命取去。
But we have seen that when the time is fulfilled, she had to give up her life.
我们主那个时候的感觉就是，人是何等的无望，何等的可怜。
At that very moment, our Lord Jesus was feeling that way. How pitiful and how hopeless are the human beings?
他里头的盼望就是要把人从这个无望的光景里面被拯救出来。
Jesus was hoping that human beings can be delivered out of this hopelessness.
人常常会问，为什么人会死？
Men always ask, why would man have to die?
世上有许多哲学家在寻求这个答案。
Many philosophers have been pursuing for the answer.
圣经上告诉我们很清楚。
The Bible tells us clearly.
因为每一个人在地上都犯了罪。
Because every man in this world has sinned.
那罪的那个工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
如果你今天不犯罪，你就不会死。
If you do not sin, you will not die.
如果你会死，就证明你是一个罪人。
If you will die one day, it proves that you are a sinner.
如果我们的结局是这样的话，谁能够拯救我们？
If our end result is death, who can deliver us?
这就是我们主去参加那丧礼的时候心里的感觉。
This is how our Lord Jesus was feeling at that funeral.
一个人欠了债还不出来的时候，需要有一个人帮他还。
If one man is in the debt, cannot pay back, there should be another man who can help him.
今天神爱世人。
Today we know that the Lord, that God loves the world.
他看到我们人无助的光景。
He has seen that we were in a hopeless state.
没有一个人能够为着自己所欠罪的债来还清。
No one can pay back his own sin of debt, debt of sin.
神就差遣他的爱子。
Then God sent His only begotten Son.
到了地上来。
To come to this world.
他来不是为了要审判我们。
Jesus came to this world not to judge us.
乃是来拯救我们。
But to save us.
所以神把这位爱子。
So God has given us His beloved Son.
这位不知道罪的，为我们成为罪。
This beloved Son became sin for us who does not know sin.
神的审判就临在他的儿子的身上。
God's judgment fell upon His Son.
那如今在信心里面看到神工作的，接受主耶稣工作的，就可以出死入生。
Today, whoever believes in Him, whoever accepted the salvation, will come out of death into life.
所以圣经上说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡。反得永生。
So the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
我们主来到地上，借着这个身体。
Our Lord came to this world in a physical body.
进入死亡。
He entered into death.
然后败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
He destroyed the one who has the power of death, that is Satan.
然后就释放我们这些因为惧怕而成为奴仆的人。
He set us free who were slaves in fear of death.
所以我们今天凭着主的恩典。
Today we rely upon the grace of God.
我们如果接受主耶稣的救恩。
If we accept the salvation of Jesus.
今天死亡在我们身上就不能掌权。
Then death will lose his power on us.
那这个死亡它有一个毒钩。
Death has a poisonous sting.
那个毒钩就是罪。
That sting is sin.
所以每一个人犯罪的时候呢，就落在他毒钩的控制的里。
So everyone of us, when we sin, we fall into this deadly sting.
当我们主为我们死的时候，
When the Lord died for us,
他就把那个钩 毒钩拿去了。
He got rid of the deadly sting.
所以今天死不能够在我们身上掌权。
That's why today death has lost its power in us.
所以今天我们来纪念我们姊妹安息的聚会。
Today we come in memorial service for our sister Sue.
不错，我们里面有难过。
It's correct that we all feel sad.
但是我们里面没有忧伤。
However, we are not deeply grieved, hopelessly.
因为知道我们的姊妹不是死了。
Because we know our sister has not died.
她是睡了。
But she has slept.
啊，一个人经过一天的劳累，有谁不盼望能够安息下来？
After one day of labor, we all long for resting.
我们感谢主，我们的主为着我们姊妹预备一个安息的地方。
We thank the Lord because He has provided a resting place for our sister.
当我们主再来的时候，
When our Lord comes back,
那些相信主的人。
Those who believe in the Lord,
那些接受主恩典的人，
those who have accepted His grace,
要与我们的姊妹一同迎见主，
will rise up again and meet our Lord.
所以我们里面充满了盼望。
So we are full of hope.
我刚才听到我们姊妹的生前的一点的简单的介绍。
I was listening to the eulogy of our sister.
我就想到我们姊妹在二十几年前一个人单身来到美国。
It occurred to me that more than 20 years ago, our sister came to this country all by herself.
我相信在她离开的时候，她父母的心里一定也很舍不得。
I suppose before she left Taiwan, her parents were feeling sad.
但是他们知道他们有一个盼望。
However, her parents had a hope.
就是有一天他们可以在这里相聚。
That is, one day her parents can come here to be united with Sue.
所以这是一个好，这也是像一个例子一样，今天我们的弟姊妹暂时离开我们。
That was an illustration. Today our sister has departed from us temporarily.
我们信主人有一个永远的盼望。
We who are believers in the Lord have an eternal hope.
当主来的时候，
When the Lord comes back,
我们要与我们的姊妹一同迎接他。
We will meet with our Lord together with our sister.
所以我盼望在我们中间还没有认识主，还没有接受主的家人或者是朋友。
So I hope the family members and the friends among us who are not believers in the Lord yet,
借着我们姊妹在生前这一点简单的见证，
Based on the testimony of our sister Sue,
盼望你能够认识我们姊妹所爱的这位主。
I hope that you will also know the Lord whom our sister has loved.
我们的姊妹在这个地方遇见爱她的主。
Our sister met her beloved Lord here.
她接受主在她身上一切的安排。
She accepted whatever the Lord has planned for her.
她成为我们主的荣美的见证。
She became a glorious testimony for the Lord.
也扶持了许多的弟兄姊妹。
And her testimony has sustained many brothers and sisters.
这也是我们心里的盼望。
That is our hope also.
借着我们姊妹的见证，
Through the testimony of our sister,
这些爱我们姊妹的家人，爱我们姊妹的朋友。
And we hope that the family members and the friends who love our sister Sue,
如果你还没有认识我们姊妹爱所爱的主，
If you have not gotten to know the Lord that our sister loved,
盼望你能够有机会认识他，也接受他。
I hope that one day you will get to know him and also to accept him.
那位主就成为你心中的盼望。
Then the Lord will become the hope in your heart.
我们下面请陆弟兄交通员我们姊妹的生前的见证。
Then we'll ask Brother Low to give us more sharing.
我们今天一起来到这里。
Today we come here together.
我们看到我们的姐妹已经在主里面睡着了。
We have seen that our sister has gone to her sleep in the Lord.
但是我们相信有一天我们要在神的国里面相见。
We believe that one day we will meet with her face to face in the kingdom of God.
当主再次来到地上的时候，号筒吹响的时候，
When the Lord comes back again, when the trumpets were blown, are blown,
我们每一个在主里面睡着的人都要起来。
Every one of us who were sleeping in the Lord will rise again.
我们的身体要变现。
Our body will be transformed.
要变那荣耀的形象。
We will be transformed into a glorious image.
所以不是那时候的我们的身体不是像现在的那一种朽坏的样子。
At that moment, we will no longer have this body as we have today.
因为我记得有很多弟兄姐妹在最后的时候来看望过我们的姐妹。
I remember many brothers and sisters came to visit Sister Sue at her last moment.
但是我相信在那个荣耀的里面我们的每个人的身体都要变现。
I believe in that glorious moment in future, our body will be transformed.
我们的姐妹从1997年跟我们的弟兄来到这个地方。
Our Sister Sue came to Silicon Valley in 1997 with her husband.
我们在一起有敬拜，有读经，有祷告。
And we worshipped together, we read the scripture together.
一直到最后10月22号的下午，我送走了我的姐妹。
Until the very last moment, on the afternoon of October 22nd, 2008, I said a farewell to my sister.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
她在地上为神做了一个美好的见证。
Because our sister Sue has borne a beautiful testimony for the Lord on this earth.
虽然在最后的4年，她这个身体受到了很大的摧残。
Although our sister was greatly tortured physically during her last 4 years.
但是你每一次看到她的时候，她里面都有喜乐。
Every time you saw her, you can find out that she was full of joy.
我记得最后一次他在我们中间做交通的时间是今年4月6号。
I remember the very last time that she fellowshipped with us. That was April the 6th of this year.
因为这一次他已经经过了大概有10天左右的时间在医院里面。
Because at that time she has spent more than 10 days in the hospital.
我们到医院里面去看望他的时候，觉得他这一次也许可能被主击去了。
When we went to the hospital to visit her at that time, we thought maybe this time the Lord will take her away.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因着我们的主是慈爱的主。
Our Lord is a gracious Lord.
然后他又从医院里面又恢复起来。
So our sister recovered from her stay in the hospital.
最后来到我们中间。有一个交通聚会，他做了一个见证。
Then she came to join us in a fellowship meeting in April, and she gave a testimony.
我相信在那一次交通聚会，有很多的弟兄姐妹从他的见证里面得到很多的激励。
I believe many brothers and sisters were greatly encouraged by her sharing in that sharing meeting.
因为她见证是一件什么事
？Because do you remember what did she testify?
我念一段圣经。
Let me read a scripture.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们幕后有指望。
For I know, the Lord says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
当一个姐妹在经过4年左右的身体上的难处以后，从她里面发出这样一个感谢。
Our sister had undergone 4 years of physical suffering, and at that time she can give such a thanksgiving.
她真正的从里面感到是耶和华不是是灾祸的，乃是是平安的，不是是灾难的。
And our sister testified that the Lord does not intend to give her pain and suffering, but peace and a future.
弟兄姐妹，这是绝对不容易的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, that's no easy thing.
因为人在难处当中常常会心里面不平。
Because in our pain and suffering, oftentimes we lose peace.
但是感谢主，因着他有主的生命在里面。
But we thank the Lord because our sister Sue had the life of Lord in her.
因为他是 告诉我们他今天所信的那位主是可信的。
Because our sister has testified to us that the Lord she believed in is trustworthy.
也是信实的那位主。
And he is a faithful Lord.
因此我们实在是感谢赞美我们的主。
That's the reason why we truly praise and thank our Lord.
因为他在主在他里面有那荣耀的盼望。
Because the Lord had given her a glorious hope.
这个盼望不仅是在他里面，在我们每一个信主里面的人都有这个荣耀的盼望。
That glorious hope was not only in our sister Sue's heart, but it's also in all our hearts, we who believe in the Lord.
今天她虽然暂时的离开了我们。
Today, although she has departed from us temporarily,
但是她的见证那是存到永远的。
Her testimony will abide forever.
我们虽然今天跟她是离开了。
Although we are separated physically,
但是有一天我们在神的乐园里面我们要跟他相见。
One day we shall see her face to face.
而且要相见相处到永远永恒里面去。
From that time on, we will never be separated.
我们实在是感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
有这样一个见证人摆在我们的中间。
We thank the Lord for putting such a witness among us.
我们从他的身上实在看到主的生命在他里面。
From Sister Sue, we have seen that the life of the Lord dwells in her.
正像约伯记里面所记的那一句话。
Like the book of Job tells us.
我从前分文有你，如今是亲眼见到了你。
In the past, I have heard of God, but today I have seen Him with my eyes.
从他的这个许多年的来经历里面，经历了主的自己。
From our sister Sue's experience during the past few years, she had really experienced our Lord.
因为这个不是用一句话能够是完说完的。
Because that's not something that we can completely describe with a few sentences.
因为他在每天的生活当中都彰显着神的荣耀。
In Sister Sue's daily life, she manifested the glory of God.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他今天已经安息在主的里面。
Today, our Sister Sue is resting in peace in the Lord.
从我们人的角度来看，好像是有一点心里面有一点舍不得。
From our human perspective, we cannot bear with her departure.
但是从神的旨意来说，那是好的无比。
But from God's perspective, there's nothing that could have been better.
所以我们要荣耀赞美归给我们的主。
That's why we give all the glory and thanksgiving to our Lord.
我的亲，像菲伯弟兄还有一些勉励的话。
Next, Brother Faber will give us some more exhortation.
The Bible is the Word of God.
圣经是神的话。
When we read it, God is speaking to us.
当我们读到他的时候，是神向我们说话。
He's speaking to us from his perspective, from his standpoint.
他是从他的观点，从他的立场来向我们说话。
That is to say, he tells us what he wants to tell us.
也就是说，他要告诉我们，他要我们知道的事情。
So, when we read it,We have to take the mindset of God.
所以这样子的时候，我们读它的时候，就要用着神的意念来读圣经。
Otherwise, if we read it with our own perspective, it'll have misunderstanding or lack of understanding.
如果我们从自己的观念跟角度来读的时候，那就会产生缺乏这个了解或者误会了。
For instance, Psalm 116, verse 15.
比如说诗篇116篇15节。
God tells us, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saint.
神告诉我们，在耶和华眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵。
Now this is a surprising verse even in the eyes of believers.
这些在信徒的眼中，这一节的圣经是很奇怪的一节。
You say, does God want us to die?
你说神要我们死吗？
Well, let's take a look from the perspective of our God.
让我们从神的这个角度来看一看。
He has paid such a great price in order to redeem us from sin and certain death.
他因着我们的罪以及必然临到的死，他付了极大的代价来救赎我们。
You know, whether we are a believer or not, one day we will die.
无论我们是信徒或者不相信他的，有一天我们都会死。
But those of us who have been redeemed will return home to him.
但是那些接受了他救赎的那些，那一天我们要回到家，去到他那里。
In God's eyes, that is precious.
在神的眼中，这是宝贵。
Now he rejoices not only for the person who is coming home.
他喜乐不但为着那一位回到家的那一位欢喜。
He also rejoices that his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, will be once again glorified.
他欢喜乃是因着他的儿子，我们的救主耶稣基督再一次得着荣耀。
So today, in men's eyes,Maybe we are mourning our sister's passing.
所以今天从人的眼光来说，或者我们为着我们姊妹的离去觉得惋惜。
But in fact, we are rejoicing that our sister has gone home.
但事实上，我们因着我们的姊妹回家了，我们欢喜。
Gone home to God.
回家去到神那里。
The rejoicing in heaven.Is no less than the day when Sue became a Christian.
那一个喜乐，在天上的喜乐，比我们的姊妹得救做基督徒那一天，天上的喜乐还更大。
Let's take a look at the flip side of that verse.
或者我们从把这一节的圣经另外一面反过来看一看。
It is not precious. In fact, it's repugnant in the eyes is the death of non-believers.
也就是说不信主的人他死在神的眼中是看为忧伤，甚至可以说是厌恶嫌弃的。
Why?
为什么？
Because an unbeliever, when he dies, is totally lost.
因为一位不信主的人，当他死的时候，就完全的丧失了。
The ramification of such death is unimaginable.
这一个死所引出来的的结果是不可想象的。
Therefore, may I implore you, all of you who have not yet believed.In the Lord Jesus.
所以向着在座的还没有相信耶稣的，愿意我在这里恳切的恳求你们
that you take seriously about believing in the Lord Jesus.
就关乎这个要相信耶稣基督，愿意你很严肃的来思考。
Once you believe, you will have eternal life.
当你信了，你就得着永生。
Then when that day comes for us, we will be happy to see our sister Sue again.
当那一天临到我们的时候，我们就因着能够再见到淑娟姊妹，就得以欢心。
And above all, we'll be eager to see our Lord face to face.And behold his undescribable glory.
更加上我们也渴慕的能够见到我们的主，面对面的见到他，能够得以瞻仰他的荣耀。
Our brother Eric will share a few words.
吴淼瑶弟兄也交通一些的话。
在圣经诗篇十七篇十五节有这样的话。
In Psalm 17, verse 15, it says,
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就必满足了。
As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
这是大卫的祷告。
This is a prayer of David.
也是历世历代许多圣徒们他们所要经历的一句话。
This is also a verse experienced by saints throughout the generations.
几年前我在英国去看 John Darby 跟一些弟兄会弟兄们的墓园的时候。
A few years ago, when I went to the Great Britain to visit the tomb of Brother John Darby and a few other brethren,
我看到有好几位署名的弟兄们，他们的墓碑上就刻着这一节的圣经。
I saw that on many tombstones, this verse was inscribed.
这么一说。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，我就心满足啊。
Here it says, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
上个星期五，我去看望我们的姊妹。
Last Friday, I went to visit Sister Sue.
她在床上，睁开眼睛看我们。已经不能讲话了。
She was lying in bed. When she opened her eyes, she couldn't speak.
但是我们在她的房间，在她的床前，没有闻到一点死亡的气味。
But in her bedroom, by her bedside, we never smelled of death.
我们实在看到她在那里等着睡觉。
Instead, we can testify that she was waiting to go to sleep.
那个最美丽的睡眠。
That most beautiful sleep.
就是睡在主的怀中。
Is to sleep in the bosom of our Lord.
这句话突然在我的里面出现。
And suddenly this verse appeared on my mind.
好像从来没有那么真实过。
This verse had never been so true to me.
他要睡在主的里面。
Our Lord is waiting to go to sleep in the bosom of our Lord.
当他醒来的时候，
When she awakes,
他要看到主的形象。
She will see the image of the Lord.
他说就心满意足了。
The Bible tells us, I shall be satisfied.
刚才菲伯弟兄说，神用圣经向我们说话。
Brother Faber just told us, God speaks to us through the Bible.
但是我愿意告诉大家，神也用着见证人向我们说话。
Let me tell you, God also speaks to us through the witnesses.
大家手中有的那一个次序表里面有一篇素娟姊妹的见证。
We have a program sheet. In the program sheet, there is a testimony of Sister Sue.
如果你还没有看的话，请你回去。慢慢的看。
If you haven't read it, I encourage you to read it.
那一次，他就在我们当中来讲他的见证。
At that time, she was sharing with us this particular testimony among us.
当他讲完以后，我们台下没有一个眼是干的。
After she finished sharing, all of us were shedding tears.
因为当他讲到医生说他已经是肺癌末期，
他一个那么年轻那么美丽那么健康的人没有办法接受的时候。
Because in her testimony she mentioned the doctor told her she was in a terminal stage of lung cancer. She was so young and so beautiful. She couldn't accept the fact.
但是诗篇二十三篇就给了她。
She couldn't accept it, but the Lord gave her Psalm 23.
你们回去慢慢看。
I encourage you to read this testimony.
但其中他讲到，当主说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我的时候。
Then, when she mentions that surely goodness and love will follow me all the day of my life.
他说他里面就释放了。
Then our sister Sue said when she read this verse, she was completely liberated.
因为主已经告诉他，他一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着他。
Because the Lord has already told her that surely goodness and love will follow her all the days of her life.
那天是他的生日，他。在那里问主，难道这是我在地上最后一个生日吗？
On that particular day when the cancer was discovered, it was her birthday, so she was asking the Lord, will this be my very last birthday on earth?
但是主就把这句话给了她。
But the Lord gave her this verse.
所以在前面四年的里面，在她的身上，就是活在这句话的里面。
So during the past four years, our sister has been living in this particular verse.
她就成为耶稣基督的见证人。
She became a beautiful witness for our Lord.
所以当我再次来看我们的姊妹最后一面的时候，
When I came to visit our sister once more,
我就发现她做的见证已经做好了。
I found out that she has finished her testimony.
她现在等着进入那个最甜美安息的睡眠。
She was waiting to be accepted into that most beautiful sleep.
但是有一天她要醒过来。
But one day she will wake up.
当她醒过来的时候。
When she awakes.
她就见到爱她、救她的主耶稣。
She will see Lord Jesus Christ who has loved her and who has saved her.
她说我的心就满足了。
The Bible tells us at that very moment she shall be satisfied.
这是我们每一个信主的人多么大的福分。
What a great blessing it is to us who are believers in the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，我们有一天都要改变。
The Bible tells us one day we will all be transformed.
我们这个被朽坏的要改变成不朽坏。
Our perishable body will be transformed into imperishable body.
我们为了我们的姊妹一生，我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord for our sister Sue's entire life.
她是一个优秀，是一个善良，是一个美丽的一个见证人。
She was a beautiful witness for the Lord.
但是我们感谢主，她没有白费她一生。
We thank the Lord, our sister did not live her life in vain.
因为她的一生，特别是在最后这几年的里面，让耶稣基督的见证从她身上活出来。
Because during her last few years of her life, she lived out the testimony of the Lord.
我还没有参加过安息聚会，有这么多人上来讲话的。
I have never participated in any memorial service in which so many people came up and to speak.
如果我们开放的话，可能更多人要来讲。
If we open up the floor, I believe more brothers and sisters will come up to speak.
因为我们在她的身上看到有主的见证。
Because we have seen there's the testimony of the Lord in our sister Sue.
所以当她见主的时候，
When sister Sue meets our Lord face to face,
她里面就真正的满足。
She will be truly satisfied.
如今她的身体在这里。
Today her physical body lies here.
她已经睡在主的怀里，在乐园的里面等候主自己的再来。
She's already sleeping in the bosom of the Lord. She's waiting for the Lord's second coming in a paradise.
但愿我们在座的每一位，
May every one of us here
都能够有他的经历，
All have her experience.
主耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的必永远不死。你们信这话吗？
Our Lord Jesus says, I'm the life, I'm the resurrection. Whoever believes in me shall never die. Do you believe it?
如果你信，
If you believe,
如果你接受，
If you accept him,
死亡就不再
是一个可怕的事情。
Death is no longer terrible.
那只不过是叫我们睡在主怀，等候见主的面，一段安息的日子。
Death is merely a resting period during which we rest in the Lord and waiting for His coming back.
我相信我们的姊妹，她愿意每一个她所亲爱的人，是不是她的家人，都能够跟她一样，有耶稣基督做她的救主。
I believe that our sister hopes every one of us, especially her family members, would accept Jesus Christ as his or her savior.
我愿意她的愿望能够在各位的身上成就。
I hope that her hope will be fulfilled in us.
我相信我们的姊妹也愿意每一个信主的人，弟兄姊妹们。
I believe our sister also hopes that every brother and sister
都是像她一样喜乐的接受耶稣基督在她身上的计划，甘心做他美好的见证人。
We'll accept whatever the Lord has planned for us in our life, and we all become beautiful witnesses for the Lord.
以至于当我们醒来的时候，
So that when we wake up one day,
我们里面见到我们的主，我们都心满意足。
We will see our Lord face to face, and we will also be truly satisfied.
我们不单只要见到我们的主，我们还要得到我们主的形象。
Not only will we see our Lord face to face, but also will be transformed into His image.
因为当他显现的时候，我们都要像他。
Because when He appears, we'll all be like Him.
这是何等荣耀的盼望。
What a glorious hope it is.
我们把荣耀归给神。
We give all the glory to our God.
弟兄姊妹朋友们、我亲爱的同事们家人们大家好。
Brothers and sisters, families, friends, my colleagues, greetings to you.
你在这个程序单上看不到、我应该上来讲些什么话。
The program sheet doesn't spell out that I shall come up to speak.
但是身为淑娟姊妹的丈夫，我觉得我应该借这个机会跟大家说一些感谢的话。
As Sue's husband, I feel I'm obligated to come up here and say a few words of thanksgiving to you.
2004年10月15号
October the 15th, year 2004.
当肺科的医生做了切片检查，清清楚楚地告诉我们说淑娟得的是肺癌。
The doctor had a CAT scan and he told us clearly that Sue had lung cancer.
但是到底是哪一期还不晓得。
But at that time we were not sure what stage the cancer was in.
2004年10月22号当淑娟生日的那一天，
On October the 22nd, year 2004, on her birthday,
淑娟做了 CT scan, 还有 PET scan.
Sue went through CT scan and a PET scan.
当天我们就知道了这个结果。
On the same day, we got to know the result.
确定知道她得的是末期。
And we were told for sure that she was in her terminal stage.
当我们去跟 oncology, 就是她的癌症医生谈话的时候，
We went to talk to her oncologist.
医生清清楚楚说不会超过六个月。
The doctor told us very clearly that she only had less than 6 months.
四年以后10月15号，
4 years later, October the 15th,
Hospice 的护士来到家里看到淑娟的情况。
The nurse at the hospice came to visit us and saw the state of Sue.
说她已经病得很严重。
She said Sue was in a critical condition.
大概剩不到几天。
Maybe she only had a few days to survive.
10月22号当淑娟生日那天。
On October the 22nd, on her birthday.
护士又来到家里。
The nurse came to our home again.
那天早上 九点多的时候，他看说大概就是今天了。
On the morning around 9 o'clock, the nurse says maybe the date of departure is this very day.
过去整整四年的时间。
Throughout the past 4 years,
淑娟承受了身体极大的苦楚。
Sue had suffered great pain in her physical body.
如果我没记错。
If I remember it correctly,
她总共接受了21次的化疗。
Overall, she went through 21 times of chemotherapy.
25次的放射性治疗。
And 25 times of radiation therapy.
2次的脊椎穿刺。
And two lumbar punctures.
一次的脑部手术。
And one brain surgery.
住院两次。
She was taken into hospital twice.
三次像是经过死荫的幽谷一样。
For 3 times, she really went through the valley of the shadow of death.
但是尽管如此。
Despite all those,
她从来没有说过一句埋怨的话。
Never did she complain, never once.
当我在看她的日记簿的时候。
When I was reading through her diary,
他在上面用手抄写了三段圣经节。
She recorded 3 passages from the Bible in handwriting.
这是在今年四月份的时候。
She recorded those passages in April this year.
第一处的圣经，他写的是箴言17:22。
The first passage is Proverbs 17:22.
他写的喜乐的心乃是良药。
So this verse goes, a merry heart does good like medicine.
第二处他写的是出埃及记第33:22。
The second passage is Exodus, chapter 22, verse
33.
It's Exodus chapter 33, verse 22.
我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你。
So it shall be while my glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by.
第三处是在诗篇27:13。
The third one is Psalm 27, verse 13.
我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我早就上当了。
I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
我们感谢我们主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然我们姊妹经历这样许多的苦楚，但是神在他里面是有真有活。
Although our sister had suffered great pain, we can testify our Lord was true and living in her.
我记得在今年，刚才陆弟兄有提到，他在我们当中最后一次做见证的时候，他曾经说过这样一句话。
As our brother Lo has mentioned this year in Sister Sue's very last sharing with us early this year.
就是我印在上面这句话。
She said a particular sentence. That's the one that I have printed out on the front page.
她说，她既以笑脸帮助我，我要以笑脸影响她。
She said, I shall embrace him with smile for the help of his countenance.
这是我们姊妹在神面前的心愿。
This is our sister's hope before God.
也是她在神面前的见证。
It is also her testimony before God.
我感谢神。
I thank God.
啊，这样一个姊妹赐给我。
For giving me a wife like Sue.
虽然只是短短的十四年。
Although we were only married for 14 years.
十八年，对不起。
18 years.
他的确是愿意站在自己的地位，舍弃自己所能够拥有的，能够忠心的成为我的帮助者。
I can testify that she was willing to stay in her position to give up what she desired and to become my helper.
大家也许注意到这张照片摆在前面。
Maybe you have noticed this picture here.
这张照片是我母亲前几天在众多的照片里面所选出来的一张。
This picture was handpicked by my mother several days ago.
我很喜欢。
I truly love this picture.
因为我觉得这张照片跟她现在的模样比较接近。
Because I feel like this picture is close to what she looks like right now.
因为我相信他现在正欢喜快乐的在我们主面前。
Because I believe at this very moment, Sue is standing before the Lord full of joy.
脸上没有皱纹。
She has no wrinkles on her face.
满有笑脸。
And she is full of smiles.
在我们主怀里面安息。
She is resting in the bosom of our Lord.
好不好？我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn.
就是刚才出埃及记第33:22所引用的。
This hymn is based on the verse we just read, Exodus 33:22.
这首诗歌是淑娟最喜欢的一首诗歌。
This is a hymn that Sue loves most.
好吧，请姐妹起个音。
Let's sing this hymn.
何等奇妙救主是耶稣我主，他是我的奇妙救主，他隐藏我魂在磐石的深牢，那里我见了全 穷恩典为冠冕，以他丰满以我心中。当我被提示，我要歌唱欢呼，何等奇妙我主我生。
谢谢弟兄姊妹在过去四年里面用祷告来扶持我们。
Thanks brothers and sisters for sustaining us with your prayer during the past 4 years.
也有许多弟兄姊妹做吃的给我们。
Many brothers and sisters sent us delicious food.
愿主亲自报答你们。
May the Lord reward you with himself.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢主，我们的姊妹实在做了一个美好的见证。
Thank the Lord, indeed, our sister has borne a beautiful testimony.
当我们的姊妹离去了之后
，After our sister departed from us，
我就想到圣经里面一段的圣经。
I remember a passage in the Bible。
我愿意在这里来读给大家听。
I'm willing to read it for you here。
是提摩太后书第四章第七节。跟第八节。
That's 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 and 8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
愿意我们姊妹的见证也成为我们众人的提醒。
May the testimony of our sister continue to remind us.
也让我们众人看见我们姊妹所看见的。
Then may we all see what our sister had seen.
也有我们姊妹同样的那一个荣耀的盼望。
May we all have the same glorious hope that our sister had.
就叫我们一同在神的面前来等候那一个荣耀的日子。
So that together we may wait for the glorious day before the Lord.
我们的姊妹已经得着神要奖赏她的。
Our sister has already obtained what Lord has in preparation for her.
那
我们那信实的主也为我们众人同样存留那我们姊妹所得着的。
Likewise, our faithful Lord has also prepared the same thing for us.
好，我们请吴淼瑶弟兄带我们一起做结束的祷告。
We'll ask Brother Eric to conclude in prayer.
我想祷告以前，我愿意请弟兄姊妹再唱刚才我们所唱的诗歌第四节。
Before we pray, let's sing the hymn again, stanza four only.
我们好不好站起来？
Let's all stand up.
我花鲜花，我也插光鲜美丽。
谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们里面充满了喜乐与敬拜。
We are full of worship and joy.
因为你在活人之处显出你的作为。
Because you have manifested your work in the land of the living.
你拯救了我们的姊妹。
You have delivered our sister Sue.
你把新的生命赏赐给她。
You have given her a new life.
你叫她成为你的见证人。
So that she may become a witness for you.
在地上走过了这四十几年的日子，在你的荫庇底下。
On this earth, she has walked here for 45 years under your shadow.
我们实在说也谢谢你。
Indeed, we thank you, Lord.
因为你把这样的见证人赏给了教会。
Because you have given the church such a witness.
叫我们在他身上看到耶稣基督的香气。
So that we have seen and smelled the fragrance of our Lord Jesus Christ in her.
叫我们能够更认识你，也更爱你。
So that we may know you more and love you more.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
我们实在说都是恩典。
Indeed, all we can say is all is grace.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
是你赏给我们的。
It is what you have given us.
赏给我们姊妹的。
You have given to your to our sister.
我们也求你纪念她的家人。
Lord, we pray that you'll remember her family.
让他们每一个人都得着我们姊妹所得着那永远的生命。
So that every one of them may obtain the eternal life, just as our sister did.
我们也把亲爱的弟兄伯父交在你的手中。
We also commit our dear brother Paul unto your hands.
求你保守他。
We pray that you protect him.
求你爱他。
We pray that you love him.
叫他一直在你的面前刚强壮胆的，为你继续做美好的见证。
So that he will be bold, he will be strengthened to continue to bear witness for you.
我们也把每一个在座的弟兄姊妹与朋友都交在你的手中。
We also commit every single brother, sister, and friend among us.
当我们见到这样见证人的时候，我们就要更好的来跟从我们的主。
When we have seen such a beautiful witness, we strengthen our determination to follow you.
我们愿意把一切的尊贵荣耀都归给我们的主。
We give you all the honor and the glory.
祝福归给等候你再来的人。
Please bless those people who are waiting for your appearing.
感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
主间姊妹靠着主的恩典做了刚强 得胜美好的见证。
By God's abundant grace, our sister Sue has borne a beautiful witness for the Lord.
现今神让我们的姊妹卸下地上的劳苦。
Today our Lord has caused our sister to rest all her labors in this world.
愿意我们姊妹的见证今后仍然向我们众人说话。
May our sister's testimony continue to speak to us.
属间姊妹如今是在乐园的里面等候主的再来。
Right now Sister Sue is waiting for the Lord's second coming in paradise.
等候那一个荣耀的复活。
She's waiting for the glorious resurrection.
得着一个不朽坏、不衰残、荣耀、属天属灵的身体。
So that she may obtain an imperishable body, will no longer perish and will have the heavenly glories.
啊，留在这里的只是一个属地的躯壳。
What remains here is a physical body.
啊，愿意我们众人。也实在有同样的这样的一个感觉。
May we all feel the same way.
愿意属间姊妹留在我们心目中的那个形象，是她生前满着生命活力的那一个形象。
May we all retain her image in our heart, her lively and active image.
因此我们就不必在这里观看遗体。
That's why we do not open up the casket for viewing.
我们也没有道别。
And we do not need to say farewell.
因为那一天我们将会在主前再相会。
Because on that day we will see each other again before the Lord.
永不分离。
And from that time on we will never be separated.
属间姊妹的遗体姐妹的家人明天早上会送到火化场火化。
The remains of Sister Sue will be taken to cremation tomorrow morning by her family.
我们追思姐妹的聚会就停在这里。
Let's conclude our memorial service here.
现在我们按照次序向赎间姐妹的家人表达我们安慰的心意。
Let's express our heart of comforting to Sister Sue's family.
我们从后面开始。
Let's do this in an orderly fashion. Let's start from the back of the room.
请大家按照这个招待的指示。
Let's follow the instruction of the ushers.